Kevin Sheehan is the voice of the next generation talent. He's the AFL talent manager, national talent manager, draft guru, and we need to find out what's happening in a couple of weeks' time with this draft that's coming through for the AFL, and he joins us. Shifter, good morning.
Good morning, Huff. Great to be with you again, and to audio Dr. Turf, a great time of the year for us.
It is, Shifter. Hey, how difficult it has been for, obviously, the clubs, but particularly the players, the way... how little footy has been played by kids over the last 2 years?
Very tough on them. The Victorian boys, they've actually averaged they played about 10 or 12 games this year, but none last year. So an average of about six over 2 years. So you haven't seen them evolve as you would normally. So a fair bit of, crystal balling, really trying to project ahead as to how they might turn out to be as players. And there's got to be errors there. It's like... Running the Cox Plate without the leading races, you know, you guess a little bit, and it's a lot more gut feel than ever. And even our testing we've had recently, looking at some results here now across the board, we finished our testing in WA at the weekend. SA was on the Saturday as well. So, compared to Bendigo, the boys from Vic Country, it was pouring rain up in Bendigo at the athletics track, so they ran the 20 metres on the concrete. There's no spring in concrete. And so some of those times end up top tens on the concrete. Geez, you could take half a second or more off that for their times when you look at elite speed. So all that's got to be taken into account. No national championships involving the Vics against SAWA, which is normally a great proving ground for the kids with their footy performance. We snuck in one game between Vic Metro and Country before lockdown in July. It was a challenge match. The championships were due to be on a little bit later on, so that'll be a point of reference game for the Vics at least. But SA got to play four matches, three against WA as well as one against the Allies. So they've been cited at least at a representative level, but not against the Vics, which is the real proving ground. So all those mean it's a challenge for the recruiters, but also a challenge for all those boys, as you point out, that... haven't been able to do what they do well on Let's Play Footy in front of these very interested observers.
Yeah, so Shifter, I've got two questions for you. One, the first one is, was there a temptation to play the championships, say, in November when things start to open up to give clubs a better understanding ahead of the draft?
Well, the problem, what is it, that most of the boys, the majority of the boys are doing Year 12. The Victorian boys are, the boys from SAWA, some of those are through to uni. Because they start their schooling a wee bit earlier. So it was just impractical to do much at that point, and you need to keep them training through exam period. If the exam's finished by the 14th of November, well, you would have had probably 3 months without playing and trying to train through. You know, it just wouldn't be practical in the finish. We're still hoping to have a training session in, as we did last year, after exams are over, but a light touch session. Just to remind the clubs of the shape type of the Victorian boys that have missed, even the Metro boys missed their combine. It was due to be on a couple of weeks back, but then too difficult to deliver. So they have what's called a Strava test, where they you're using the iPhone and you're using an app on the iPhone that will time your 2K. So there are different athletic tracks all over Melbourne over a weekend, just about doing it a solo.
Yeah.
Or in pairs, they had a pacer or whatever. So that's all got to be taken into account when you look at those results, that the degree of difficulty so hard on some of these boys.
So the other question was that, and we've had a lot of correspondence from our listeners sort of saying, well, there might be a Richmond fan where they've got this cluster of picks in the 20s or, you know, say Melbourne's first pick obviously isn't going to be later. Do you think this is the year that you can potentially get what would otherwise be a top 10 pick at 28 because the form's not exposed? Or do you think the clubs have actually done their work and they're pretty confident the 10 would be the 10 in any other year?
No, I think you're right. There's going to be some absolute rippers bob up later on. Each year, I have fun doing it. I've put out a 40, but it's not for a couple more weeks, but I'm going through it. Gee, there's 60 boys here I really like. Of the 126, we've ended up testing right across Australia. So I've gone through profile of the whole 126 and getting back to trying to come up with a 40. Yeah, there's some rippers. And everyone's got a slightly different view. Your sample size is small. He dominated that Vic Country Metro game. That was, you know, whoever he is. that might have been just one game. Normally you'd see them four times. And the ability to back it up like Petrarca did. He won the Lark medal back in his day, being the best and fairest in the four games that Vic Metro played. Sam Walsh won the Lark medal, same thing. Backed it up week after week. They're the bulletproof ones that we think will go through and become stars of the game. But we haven't had that that background. We haven't seen them in their 17th year as well as the lead into this, their 18th year, their draft year. So, yeah, I reckon there'll be some rippers. This will be that draft where you've got great players that might normally be top 10s that have slipped through and you've got them somewhere in the 20s, maybe even the 30s, because there's some unknowns there.
Only the greats win the Lark medal, as you well know, Shifter.
Yes, there's another one, huh?
I don't want to talk about it. Just on the, it's a really stressful, can be really quite a stressful period for a lot of these kids, hoping to, you know, have their futures secured through an AFL opportunity come the draft. And with not playing footy, is there a heightened anxiety amongst the players? Have you noticed or heard from clubs or under NAB League teams that the players are a bit more stressed this time around as opposed to previous editions of the draft?
There's no doubt half they are, and we're doing everything possible to try and support them. There are people in place at each of the, in Victoria, at each of the NAB League clubs that have that particular role in welfare. And yes, and there's professional support available as well for any of those that that really it's felt needed to take it up another level. So very conscious of that, because these are kids that love to express themselves out in the field. You know, yeah, that's what they do. They're probably talented more than one sport, you know, and that's where they're most comfortable, out there showing off their particular skills, and have done that, well, all of their young lives, you know, for 10 years or so. Get out and play footy, take that away from them, they're a little bit lost, and yeah, it has been a very, very challenging period for them, but we're conscious of it. It will turn, the big wheel will turn, and you just got to use the old... you know, a roll with the punches type line. It's out of your control. We haven't created this once in a 100-year event. It's happened, so you just have to deal with it and try and get on with it. But it will end, and the opportunities will come. It's the first time you're up for a draft, not the only time. You know, yep, the boys will kick through in their 19th, 20th, 21st or 22nd year if they stick to the plan of trying to get there as all these boys want to. So... that's been the consistent message across the board by you know, the people that are coaching and looking after their welfare interests.
You mentioned before about year 12, the fact that it's a balancing act for them. Are there many kids that you have to sort of realign, you know, back towards their education? Because obviously their dream is to play AFL football, but you can't let them deviate from what they have to do year 12 wise.
Yeah. Oh, the consistent message, Dr. Turf, is that the footy, if you end up Joel Selwood or someone like that and might play for 14 years, it's eventually going to end, and there's another 20 to 30 years of your working life you're going to look after. And for many boys, it might only be a 4 or 5 year AFL career. So you must really plan for the future, and so essential to get the foundation. It's your pre-season for the rest of your adult life is your year 12 to get through that and have that foundation there, because you will rely on that that discipline and that work ethic that was involved in you getting as far as you could with your results back in your year 12. So that's a constant message, that there'll come the day when there are footies over and you need to then focus on the rest of your life. And they can't lose sight of that fact, because they want to play AFL. That's a short-term thing.
Do you think this is the right age group for the draft? I mean, it's an argument that comes up every year, obviously. Yeah. What's your own personal opinion of the right age for the draft?
Yeah, well, you can't deny them the chance to get a job, basically. And it's a job for every year about 80 or 90 boys that come out in their 18th year ready to go into a full-time footy environment and have a career. And the career lengths can vary, but it'd be a restraint of their trade, really, as a footballer, not to have them sort of wait another year or another one again. You know, they wouldn't be paid. They'd be paid pocket money, really, if they're playing at state league level. They couldn't play underage footy another year. They dominate that. They'd be playing senior footy and not getting the sort of rewards that at the moment you can get. And, of course, in other sports, and these kids are multi-talented, don't worry about that. They could be great athletes. Some, depending on what state you're in, are cricketers, they're basketballers, they're rugby players. they're good at least one or two other sports, and I'm sure that those other sports will be offering a professional opportunity at the end of their 18th year if we weren't. And so, it's a balancing act, but at the end of the day, you know, the league at this moment has settled on 18.
And just statistically, you must have kept records on the number of games played by draftees in their first year. It appears to me that that's changed over the years, that so many more play nearly full seasons in their first year, whereas years ago it didn't seem to be like that.
Yeah, Turfy. Look, about 80 debut every year. That's play one game or more. And, it'd be up in the mid-20s, the guys that that play most of the season. So that's a fantastic result. Guys like Archie Perkins and Nick Cox, these sorts of boys, they come off not playing at all for the year. Remember last year? With no NAB League at all, they're able to step in and play virtually the whole year at senior level. An amazing result for those boys. The Sam Walshes of the world, these sorts of boys are just marvellous. The work that has been put into them by the people at NAB League level, the coaches, the managers out there, has been enormous, as well as the schools and the other junior clubs that have supported them over the journey as well. Do a fantastic job of them having them AFL ready so quickly. So it's quite amazing. And a great story for the game. We enjoy the rising star stories from week to week and see that the various pathways that youngsters have come through and end up in no time, pretty much household names in our football world at least.
And gives all the fans out there hope, Shifter, which is what we love about it. It's about 5 weeks away, the AFL draft. There's plenty more to talk about in the build-up to it, but appreciate your assessment this morning. Thank you, buddy.
All the best, Harf, and sorry for missing you with Petrarca and Walsh in those past Lark medalists.
Well, black and white TV was difficult to remember, that sort of stuff, Shifter. Thank you, buddy.
All the best, boys.